The lines are open. 1-300-872-911. John McKenzie. Real music, real opinions. 4CA.
It's 14 past 10, the talk number 1-300-872-911. This is... Oh, Greg Williams is on the line up there at Mareeba. Hello, Greg.
Yeah, good morning, John. No, I'm actually in Brisbane.
Oh, okay, but normally up in Mareeba.
The issue I want to talk about is in Mareeba.
Yep. What's happening, Greg?
Normally I don't want to talk about roads, but I want to talk about the impact of juvenile crime and maybe some a possible solution. And the reason I can talk about it is that last Thursday we suffered a break and enter into our motel whilst the manager was asleep in the adjacent flat. And whilst it didn't take a lot, they damaged a lot of property and they disturbed him and frightened the bejesus out of him. And they ran away once he emerged. So, you know, it's just this juvenile, and we know it's juveniles because I've been notified by the police that they caught four juveniles. And it was good work by the police, and they're doing their best, the police, but it appears that even though Chris Foley's saying adult crime, adult time, and it's reducing crime numbers, I can't see that it is having a real impact at the moment. And I think, you know, the biggest downfall of it is possibly that the magistrates keep giving bail, and these people reoffend on bail. And until that side of it is addressed,
yes,
we're going to have an ongoing epidemic of crime.
Do you know, this is the view that's held wide, far and wide, actually. It's interesting because David Kempton talks about it and says, we're going to address this issue and we're going to avoid these matters and we're going to start a building program. Well, when people hear about building programs, they start yawning because they know building programs don't take weeks, don't take months, sometimes years. So we've got to really sort out this matter. So these little bastards, once they're given bail, they're straight out the door, straight around the corner into another stolen car, breaking into another home, terrifying people. They're virtually beyond control once they're given bail. And we, all of us get so angry with the magistrates who surely must have the ability to restrain them somehow. But as pointed out by various people over the years, well, you can't put them in the police lockup for more than so many hours because they're precious little creatures, etc. I mean, seriously, the victims get no sympathy at all in this particular matter.
Absolutely right, John, and also there's no compensation, and there's no real effect on these people because it's just a joke. And you know the argument is, and I know where David's coming from with the building. The argument is that they don't want to keep putting them away because they don't have anywhere to put them.
Yes.
So that's not good enough, John. It needs emergency construction. And one of the suggestions that I've had and mentioned in the past, and I think it's got a lot of merit, is Lotus Glen, where the existing prison is, has lots of land. And I couldn't see why they couldn't build a minimum security facility there where they can start to learn a bit of discipline, learn a bit of routine work, and be trained, you know, in things like farm work and motor work and even building. And we need this facility because they have to be put away. You know, one lot of bail for a first offender, in my opinion, is too many. But when you get, this is my third occurrence of having juveniles affect me and my business. Now, I believe that, you know, unless we put them away and stop this putting them back on the streets on bail, this is not going to get better.
Precisely. I couldn't agree more. And just looking at this morning's police report here, vehicle and stealing charges, Cairns area, 14-year-old boy, 15-year-old boy, goes on, a theft of a Nissan X-Trail Manura. The boys, doesn't matter, stole various other items. The 15-year-old boy charged with 8 counts of breach of bail. 8 counts of breach of bail. Now, I've brought this up before on the police report, and sometimes the response you get is, oh, yeah, but, you know, that could be eight visits by police officers and the little bastard wasn't there. Well, that's still eight breach of bail, and this is still the little bastards out there available to steal more cars and break into more homes and make life a misery. So you're right. The law as it stands is farcical, and there's seemingly no way to get the magistrates to actually apply penalties that have an effect. Now, we promised that's all going to change, but it's getting very frustrating, and I pick up the Cairns Post this morning and it reads here, oh, the bill introduced to Parliament last week extending the electronic monitoring trial, the electronic monitoring, the ankle thingos, to allow time for a review of GPS trackers, a review, another review, GPS trackers, worn by child offenders. How many? The expanding list of crimes to include specific offences, violence, threats of violence. Previously, can you believe this? For a device to be fitted, an ankle bracelet, an offender suitability assessment had to be completed. Can you believe this? All the sympathy is with the offenders, the little criminals. An offender suitability assessment had to be completed, which was then considered by the court. And offenders applying for bail also had to give their consent to wearing the ankle bracelet. Can you believe this, Greg?
Therein lies the problem, John. They've got every right.
Yes.
We worry about them like little petals.
Yes.
Instead of actually applying the law and saying they lose all these rights when they offend.
Yes.
And if they are repeatedly offending, they certainly should lose those rights.
Yes.
They certainly should at the very least have a tracker on them and serve some sort of penalty. Until that happens,
yeah,
we're going nowhere.
I think so, Greg, and I think most people do too. I'm just going to keep the pressure on as much as I can at every opportunity. I mean, I've got to say, David Kempton makes all the right noises, but David Kempton's won. I'm just hoping he's going to have the posse arriving soon, made up of various other members of Parliament as well, because it can't be just one or two or three. We've got to have Chris Afulli's Parliament focused on the rights of people, particularly up here in North Queensland. We're under siege. We're under siege. I don't know how many other radio stations run police reports in the morning, but the police report on this radio program just fundamentally covers a tidal wave of juvenile crime, not adult. Adult crime seemingly is a small fraction of it, but the number of 13, 14, 15, 16-year-olds stealing cars, breaking into homes, bashing people on the weekend, they were girls apparently, attacking people on the northern beaches. I mean, it's a tidal wave of crime. We have got to have a really effective and energised response to this tidal wave of crime. We need to demand it and demand it loudly.
Yeah, mate, it needs the public, the general public, to just stand up and say, we've had enough.
Yeah.
We can't take any more of this.
Mm.
Now, David Kempton is there for the right reasons and he's trying very hard.
Yes.
He's doing the best he can,
yeah,
I'm sure, and has the right conviction to what he's doing. But he's one. He's only one.
Yes.
And it has to go right through the system to the judiciary side of it, particularly the magistrates. The poor old police, they're doing a great job. I mean, they caught these offenders that were in our place, or admittedly we had good CCTV, but they caught them within 48 hours.
Mm.
And, you know, but then they're out.
Yes.
They were charged and released on bail.
Exactly. So the police do their job and there's no backup from the juvenile courts. Straight out the door again.
In a nutshell.
Oh, it's heartbreaking, isn't it? Anyway, look, well,
mate, it's not only heartbreaking, it makes me sick.
Mm.
And you wonder about working all your life to produce a few bits and pieces, and in my case, building a motel and a few other things.
Mm.
And then you get held to ransom by these juvenile thugs.
Mm.
Because we're not dealing with the problem.
Yes. And that's exactly what they are. They are juvenile thugs, with the focus on thugs. And people seem to, well, the magistrates don't seem to acknowledge or take that into account. Thugs need to be withdrawn from society. Why? Because they belt the daylights out of us and risk our lives at every opportunity. So we've really got to keep the pressure on via the David Kemptons of this world on David Crisafulli to honour his commitment, adult crime, adult time, because so far we're not seeing the benefits at all. That, well, I talk to people, they can't see any improvement. They might be a little on the fringes, oh, we've got less accounts of this sort of particular crime and that crime. Fundamentally, we just had, what was it, 7 stolen cars over the weekend. Well, the vast majority of those would have been stolen by children. 7 for the weekend is 7 cases of misery, 7 families really suffering. So that's right up there with the worst of weekends. So you're right, Greg, we're not seeing the benefits yet. We've just got to keep the pressure on and demand better.
John, just one last thing. You get countries like Singapore where the crime rate is virtually zero.
Yes.
And why is that? Because they have zero tolerance.
Yeah.
They are... even to the extent of getting so many strokes of the cane.
Whatever.
Which I don't advocate, but I mean, there's got to be a lot more, disciplinary actions and facilities to get them to try and change their mind.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes.
And training, too, John, don't forget, we need to train them. We need to give them a chance to develop some skills and get some pride in what they do. And then we might make a mark.
Yeah, exactly. And you can justify it that way as well. Somebody put, oh, you can't possibly, oh, young children. Well, if they're going out to get skills, if they're going to be trained, where's the argument against it? Whether it be out west or whether it be at Lotus Glen in an area, whatever, the facilities nearby, the hospital nearby, whatever. But if they're being trained, I don't think there's any justifiable argument against that sort of treatment for kids who are repeat offenders. Give them skills and give them a chance to lead a decent life.
Absolutely correct, John. And I just hope, and I really appreciate how you put the pressure on about this. And we got to just keep up the fight.
Yes. Good to hear from you, Greg. Really appreciate this. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
He's another victim. He's there at the coalface of victims. Greg Williams, co-owner of the Cape Gateway Motel in Mareeba and retired civil contractor.